Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I hope this finds you well, getting a chance to get out there and do something really creative or take the time to rejuvenate your batteries and get your batteries charged to do something creative later. Kind of wherever you're at is great. No sense in applying additional pressure on the creative act, even though if we're feeling creative or not creative. This week, I've got three little areas or small topics that I wanted to talk about. The notion of trends, the importance of getting out of your head, and the association of fear and failure. And how those kind of three things came together for me was under the idea or the auspice of the fear of missing out. And I've noticed a lot in news, there's people who are obsessed with the news. I have friends who literally watch and have on probably 18 hours of news every day because there's this fear of missing out on some piece of information, some piece of news, some piece of action for whatever they're interested in. It consumes so much of what they do. It has them distracted in conversations. It has them distracted at home. It has them lacking in their artistic, creative endeavors. They're so consumed with what it's going to be if they miss out on something that it's really impacted their lives. And I was thinking about this past week, these three elements of trend chasing, the importance of getting out of your head, and the fear-failure relationship really got me to kind of coalesce on how those three things really do relate to this fear of missing out on something and how that fear of missing out actually prevents us from doing what we want to do or being what we really are as a person, as a creator, as a photographer. When it comes to trending, there's so many different trends that are happening. We're force-fed trends in media. We get to look at fashion trends. If you're in social media, there's what's trending in hashtags or what's trending by topic. In photography, there's certain trends for lighting styles or editing styles or processing styles, whether it be a certain type of Rembrandt lighting or key lighting or clamshell lighting or HDR processing or retro film processing, whatever it is, there's all sorts of these little trends we could follow. And the problem with trend chasing is you're never finding your own unique identity, your own unique style. And in some ways, you're allowing yourself to become something that maybe you're not meant to be or something that you're not supposed to be. One of the analogies I have is in beer, actually. I have a friend, we were at a concert recently, and we were just discussing at the beer place, the only beers that were available were IPAs. As a person who's not a huge hop person, I'm not a huge fan of IPAs, but in the Pacific Northwest, where hops reign supreme, and believe me, I love hops. I have a huge, beautiful hop plant that grows up the side of the studio every year. But in terms of beer, IPAs really aren't my beer. But yet every brewery seems to have an IPA. They seem to try to find that quintessential or iconic IPA that puts their stamp on who they are as a brewer. And while that might be a significant beer to the region, it might represent the growing hops that are up here in the Pacific Northwest, I sometimes have wondered, what if breweries or brewers chased a different beer? They chased what they really love. So if they really love stouts, why not create the best stout beer possible or the best American lager or Pilsner or whatever kind of beer they like? Then when I went to the concert, maybe I'd have more than just an IPA beer choice and not have been had to have settled on a really good cider. But also in photography and our creative act, what if we weren't trapped? What if we weren't stuck in this notion of trying to chase what everybody else is doing and trying to create the quintessential thing that already exists within the crowd? Could we separate ourselves through something different than what everybody else is doing? And that part of creativity, part of self-expression is accepting who we are and knowing that who we are as a person, who we are as an individual is allowing us to be what we are always, all of the time when somebody's not looking. It's an integrity element. Who you are when nobody's around is really who you are. It's not what you're trying to be. It's not what you're trying to emulate. It's not what you're trying to jump on that's popular. The challenge becomes sometimes what we're interested in isn't popular. It's not what's hot. It's not what's exciting. It's not what's sexy right now. And that requires a certain fortitude. That fortitude allows us to hold the strength to say, sure, what I have that I'm interested in and what I'm doing isn't currently trending. It's not currently hot. It's not currently sexy. And I'm not going to miss out on creating something important or being involved with something important or being able to share things that are important to me because it's not currently trending. It's not what's currently hot. There is nothing to fear about being who you are and having something be missed by that. it might take time to find your audience. It might take time to find out and embrace really who you are as an artist, but you're not going to miss out on something by being who you are. You are, in fact, going to miss out on who you are if you infinitely chase things that you're not. So if you're a wine drinker, don't go make IPA beers and celebrate and make your wine. Make the thing that you love and know that you will miss nothing. You will actually gain more by staying focused to really who you are at the core. Similar to that is this notion of getting out of your head. I think one of the things that happens is we get spun up in our own psychology in this fear of missing out, and we spin inside our own psychology. Our own self-doubts, our own fears, our own angst, our own anxieties, whatever they are, those trends produce in us this unwanted feeling of heaviness and compression and tightness that we somehow have to let go of. We need space to create. We need room to breathe to create. And our fear of missing out, our fear of having something happen that we don't have an awareness of, mostly exists inside of our own head. When you talk about your own fears out loud or you write them down in a journal and you read them, even to yourself, oftentimes you're like, wow, that's a little bit crazy, or that's a little bit extreme, or wow, that's not as bad as I thought. You end up with a different rationalization, a different acceptance, a different awareness, a different way to phrase what's going on inside of your head as soon as you can let it out. So the importance of actually writing things down and journaling, the importance of talking about things, allows you to let some of that anxiety go. Too many times, I think we get stuck in like, wow, I'm just not creating the work I want, or I can't take good photographs. I carry the camera with me every day, but I just don't take the snaps I want, or I'm looking back at my old photographs and there's just nothing good there. If you never let that out, if you never let that go, if you never write that down, if you never write it down on some paper and burn it in a bonfire so that it gets released back into the universe, it just sticks inside you and spins and spins and spins. And what that does is it creates this anxiety that you're going to miss something because you can't let go of something. So by letting go of that angst, letting go of that fear, letting go of those different elements, we create in ourselves this space to not have to worry about missing out. We can be in the space of accepting that which comes to us, the gift of photography, the gift of the world unfolding in front of us, without the anxiety-producing element that, oh my God, because I'm not in a creative space, or I haven't made great photographs in a while, or I'm not shooting the things I'm interested in, that you're somehow not being true to who you are. And that is far from the case. Most of that is just the anxiety in your own head created by that fear of missing out, that fear of missing the photograph, that fear of missing out on the opportunity to make the photograph or edit the photograph or print the photograph. Letting that go is going to be huge. So even if all you did, like I said, was journal those things down, write them on a piece of paper, and then the cathartic nature of burning those in the fireplace or burning those in a bonfire or throwing them in the trash or something like that, just get it out of your own head so that that anxiety can be reduced. That leads us to the third element I wanted to talk about today around this fear of missing out. And that fear of missing out, I think, comes from an anxiety of something may happen and you may not have an awareness of it. Or you're so anxiety ridden by the news and the shaping of the world that you just are obsessed by what's going on there. Or some other element. But at the core of fear for a lot of people is failure. And that's why I think it sort of relates into this fear of missing out, is a failure to know, a failure to be aware of. And the great part about failure is nothing but a learning opportunity. Anytime we fail, we actually learn from that mistake. Most successful photographs were never made on the success of knowledge. They were made on the building blocks of failure. The more times we failed, the more we gained insight and wisdom in how to make a better photograph the next time. So the fear of missing out, the fear of not acting, the fear of missing something that prevents us from creating the photograph, that ultimately allows us to not fail. And that failure is what allows us to become better. It's what allows us to grow more. It's what allows us to have the insight to do something better the next time. I know in my own compositions and my own work and my own developing in the darkroom, every time something horrifically bad happened, and every time I then worried about the next time, that fear of, God, I hope I don't make that same mistake again. Well, I rarely made that same mistake again. I got to make new mistakes. And from that, I got to learn how to make things different, make things better, try new things. So that fear of missing out on doing the great thing, making the great photograph, having the great experience is really secondary to the importance of actually the fear of failure. It's not missing out. It's the fear of failure. But if failure is no longer something to fear, if failure is something we can embrace as an excitement, an energy giving, a learning opportunity, then it becomes a lot more fun and a lot more engaging. And we don't worry so much about missing out on things. Sure, we may miss the photograph. We may not get the photograph we want because we somehow made a bad decision behind the camera or in the printing or in the processing or whatever happened that allowed us to not get the photograph we want. But we still got to have the experience. We still got to be present in the moment. We still got to have a lot of things happen that allowed us to have a really great experience in doing what we want to do as photographers. So those three things, like I said, in terms of that fear of missing out, that notion of what's trending, the importance of getting out of our head, and how we contextualize fear and failure together, are elements that I think if you focused on and really spent some time thinking about how do you respond to chasing trends, whether they're your own trends, societal trends, social media trends, how often you get stuck in your own psychology of what you tell yourself over and over again, and what's your approach to failure and fear in terms of what that cost you for thinking you might miss the opportunity to make a photograph, or maybe you're so amped up about missing something else that you're not picking up your camera and not creating. But how do you associate with those three things? How do those prevent you from creating amazing work? Or how are those things that you could use to help you create work? And then, like I said, more importantly, how do you deal with letting those go? So like I said, whether it's writing it down and burning it, writing it down and, you know, folding it up like a paper airplane and flying it across the room, whatever you do to let that go, I think is something to think about to see if you can take some steps forward. So you move from a fear space into an embracing the uncertainty space so that you can actually then create something that really reflects who you are. And at the end of the day, that's ultimately what it's all about. Can I say something about who I am that others can relate to that we can then share through that experience? Can we create that shared story? I hope you have a great week. I hope you don't worry about missing out on things. I hope you get a chance to do something great. Embrace all of the insanity that's around that and create some amazing new work, some insightful work, or return to some of your old work and maybe reframe it and recontextualize it to see if you find a better way to experience it. Don't forget, you can always find us up on all the places podcasts are found, and any reviews you would give up there would be great. It helps other people find the podcast. So if you appreciate the podcast, I would appreciate a review up there. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.